Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I wanted to talk about the core asset kit I think brands need for their social media messaging. We think long and hard about this when we kick off new brands, and as we're working with brands every quarter, every month, what have you, thinking about like the foundational assets we're gonna need to get our key messages out to the audience before we think about some of the fun and quirky stuff. A lot of brands come to us and it's like a kid in a candy store, right? Like they walk in and they're like, wow, you know, we see all these things that you can do. Let's just start doing these harebrained things. Or I saw these other brands did these really cool things and I want to try that out. And we'll definitely get to that. But I like to say, like, you need to get your homework done and do the important things first before you can go outside and go play with your friend Timmy in the yard, right? Like, that's the sort of chore or responsibility I think you have. And we really try to beat that drum. It doesn't always get through clearly, but it's a very important way of thinking. And so I wanted to put it down on audio and video so people can hear it from me and maybe I can break through with this messaging a little bit. The first most important message I think you have is your key sales channel support asset. To me, this is a video, so it's not a photo or a graphic, although there are definitely times for photos and graphics for this, but the primary asset that you make is to support your sales channel. We call it an RCO, retailer call out. A lot of the brands we work with are retailer only or retailer first, but it can be D2C, it can be Amazon support, it could be anywhere that people can buy your product. Whatever the most important one is, meaning the biggest one or the one you wanna grow or focus on the most, get that one done. I really love motion graphics for this. It's a way that you can show off your product, maybe talk about your wares, talk about your benefits, talk about where it's merchandised, like it's in the refrigerated aisle, or it's in the produce section, or whatever it might be, and then you tell people the payoff, where to get it. Target, Wegmans, Walmart, Whole Foods, whatever it might be. That's where you should start. I think that's very, very important. Motion graphics is a great way to do that. The second important asset is a DTP, describe the product. Everyone thinks their baby's the cutest. You started the brand for a reason. You're the CMO of this brand, and you have to control the marketing messages, and why are you different than everybody else? Let's get that across in, again, a video. And this is where motion graphics, I think, is almost mandatory because it's, you know, here's my product, swell bottle. Here's why it's better than my competition, why it stays cooler longer, why it doesn't get, you know, wet with condensation, whatever it might be. Like, show the product, talk about your unique selling propositions, why it's different and why I should care. Hammer that home with text animation. That in and of itself makes you think. That's probably a motion graphics asset. Also mission critical, where to get it, why you're different and why they should care and why you're better and what are the benefits. These are your two anchor assets. The next asset I think you need is a testimonial review word of mouth. This can be a graphic, it can be a photo where you put graphic overlay on it, or again, it can be a motion graphics video, a simple animation where it's like, here's our product and here's what Adam Brown said about it. He's a consumer just like you, he loved it, you will too, very, very important. Whether your brand has been around for a long time and you have thousands of reviews, or you have one review, it's very important to get people that are on the fence, off the fence with an asset, and word of mouth, testimonial review type assets are the key way to do it. So these are your three core building blocks. Now we start thinking about photography. Again, brands have this desire to jump in and do a lot of really harebrained crazy stuff. To me, it's like, think about your branding and your aesthetic, go back to your brand rules and style guide. Is it white and super clean and crisp? Is it color backdrop and poppy? Is it moody and woody? Whatever it is, get some core assets done. Get some product front and center, you know, just straight up with the label so there's recall when they go to retail. Maybe a hand pulling off the lid. Maybe someone taking a sip. Maybe some diversity in the types of people that you're using. Or just straight product. Product, maybe a bundle that you have where it's like three products. Anything that you're looking to sell, I encourage you to just have like a half day where you just like knock out a lot of shots, and then you'll have some core assets that are the best that you can use, but you'll also have some B-roll stuff that maybe wasn't the best, but then you can like use, it was like a little bit imperfect, but that might be great for some text overlay for a testimonial asset. You start to see how these building blocks work together. Or that could go into one of your motion graphics videos because it wasn't perfect enough, but once put in motion graphics, you can play around with it and make it be more attractive than it was in the still photo. These building blocks are key. And then while you're doing that, do like sort of a poor man stop motion, bring it to life, show a pour and a boomerang type effect, you know, show some sort of sparkle, show ingredients around it that, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1 that go away, like have some fun with it. But it's a really dedicated, focused, you know, 3 or 4 hours of just asset creation that you'll get core photos, but you'll also get the building blocks for your other assets. to me, as you start to think about your social media plan, you kick off with an agency, you kick off with a new hire, you're going into a new quarter in July and you want to like revisit things and dust things off and get ready, start there, build those building blocks, make sure you use them wisely, and then I would run that back probably at least once a quarter. These are the core assets that are going to be the building blocks for your messaging on social media, and I think once you get those done, then you can have some fun and do the other stuff, but without those, you're really leaving a lot of opportunity on the table because that's how you're going to get your core messaging across. And remember, social media is about community, but it's also a foundational communications platform for your brand. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.